In the name of Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. How different was Jesus's reception in the synagogue in Capernaum from his reception in the synagogue in Nazareth. Last Sunday, we heard how he was the one who fulfilled the prophecies, that in him the scripture was fulfilled, that God would send his Messiah, his Christ, who would comfort those who are afflicted, who would bring good news to the poor, who would proclaim release to the captives who were held by sin, to set at liberty all those who are oppressed. And when he rolled up the scroll from the prophet Isaiah and sat down to teach, he said, "Today, this very day, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Wait a minute. Isn't that Jesus, the carpenter's son? His mother Mary still lives with us. Yeah, he disappeared for a while, but he's come back and he's telling us that he fulfills the scriptures. They didn't know what to think. Well, it ended up with they're trying to drag Jesus to a cliff and throw him off, but he passed through their midst to safety. Didn't exactly win friends and influence people in Nazareth, but here we are in Capernaum, perhaps the next Sabbath day. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and the people in Capernaum were astonished at his teaching because his word possessed authority. It was quite different from the methodology the rabbis used in their preaching and teaching. They would quote Rabbi Ben Ezra, as Rabbi Ben Ezra says, quoting Rabbi Ben Haggai, Rabbi Ben Yishmael. No, Jesus didn't quote anyone. He himself was the Word of God. He was and is the God who gave Israel its scriptures. He didn't need to quote any other authority. He himself was the authority. Have you ever seen someone or been in a circumstance that just pushes your button and you find yourself angry or distressed or disturbed? Well, that happened in Capernaum. Jesus was preaching and teaching, and also present was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And it got to be too much for the demon. He cried out, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Now, in this Epiphany season, again, we are learning and hearing who Jesus is, that he is God incarnate, that he is the Savior of the world. And here we get testimony from the other side of the field. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, John writes in his first epistle. And this demon recognized Jesus for who he was: God in human flesh. God who had authority over all things in the heavens and on the earth. Have you come to destroy us? Why, yes, Jesus did come to destroy the works of the devil, and you and I should rejoice in that. Because how often do we see those works of the devil being enacted, being carried out in our world? To see such evils that would make you shudder in fear, that would make you wonder, what's going on in this country? What's going on in this world? Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil for you, because at one time, each one of us was an inhabitant of, no, a slave in Satan's kingdom. But Jesus came to set the captives free. And so it was with this man who was possessed by the demon. Jesus rebuked the demon. That means he spoke to him in the strongest possible terms. Be silent and come out of him. Or shut your mouth and come out of him. In the contortions of this man's deliverance from the demon, the man was thrown down in the midst of the astonished people in the synagogue. And the demon did come out of him, but had not done the man any harm. Imagine the hushed whispers as he rose to his feet. Imagine the questions that were being asked back and forth when he got up and when he looked at Jesus and saw the one who had delivered him. Imagine him when he had been torn by rage and wickedness inside him and had no control over himself at one time, but now he could walk to Jesus and say, "Thank you." Everyone in the synagogue was amazed. They'd never seen anything like this before. What's going on here? What is this word? With authority and with power, he commands the unclean spirits. And they catch the next bus out of town. They come out. What kind of authority is this? Well, cutting to the chase, it was the authority of God. The authority of the one who created all things, even those things that were corrupted by their rebellion against God and whom are referred to here as demons. James writes, "You believe in one God? Well, well and good for you, but guess what? The demons also believe, and they tremble with fear." And you can see that fear on display in today's gospel reading. Reports about Jesus, once the synagogue service was dismissed, went out into every place. They scattered into every region. You know, if we'd had Facebook back then how quickly the news got out, but it still got out that something amazing, astonishing had happened in the synagogue in Capernaum. Jesus rose, resurrection word there, and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now, Simon has not yet been introduced, Simon Peter. We'll hear about Simon next week, I do believe. Let me just check and see. Yes. Simon's mother-in-law was abed, lying ill with a high fever. She was miserable. She needed to be cared for. And her daughter, and presumably Simon Peter, appealed to Jesus on her behalf. Maybe he can do something. We saw what he did with that demon-possessed man. So Jesus came over to her bedside. He stood over her and he rebuked the fever just as he had rebuked the devil. And the fever left her, and immediately, feeling so very much better, she rose and began to serve them. It's that way with us. In the Christian church, we have been set free. We have been called to works of service. Works of service not accomplished by our own decision necessarily, not accomplished under our own steam, not things we just dreamed up in a fantasy, but serving one another, serving our neighbor in a concrete way, whatever the need is that we seek to supply. The Sabbath was from sundown on Friday, and it ended sundown on Saturday. Now, when the sun was setting, the Sabbath was ending, all those in Capernaum who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus. Luke tells us that he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them, showing he had power over not merely the devil and all of his forces, but human illness, human frailty. And once again, demons were cast out of people crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. He wanted to be known not as a wonder worker, but as one who was and is the embodiment of God's word, as the one who would go to the cross to die for the sins of everyone. Jesus didn't want the demon's testimony. That's why he has the church. That's why he has you and me, to declare the wondrous things the Lord has done. And think about those wondrous things. We do take them for granted sometimes, but again, we were snatched out of the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light when we were baptized. We are citizens of heaven now, not slaves of hell. Our sins are forgiven. We are a new creation, and we look forward to the fulfillment of that new creation when Christ our Lord returns in power and in glory and in might. What happened on a small scale there in Capernaum will happen on a worldwide scale, no, a universal scale, when Jesus returns to make all things new. And guess what? He set you aside, each and every one of you, to participate in that making all things new and be glorified with Him forever. Early the next morning, when it was day, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place. Matthew and Mark tell us He went out to pray. But all the people in Capernaum were looking for them. They came to Him, and they wanted Him to stay with them because of all the wonderful things He had done in their midst. But no. Jesus told them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. I must proclaim the good news that in me, God's kingdom is present." And when we see that word must, it means this is what God wills. God wills. It is necessary that I do this. Because God wills it. I must preach the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent by God for this very purpose. And Luke wraps it up by saying he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. But Jesus' work was not finished. When He ascended into heaven, Jesus did not leave Himself without spokesman to represent Him. No. We in the church are the body of Christ. We in the church are to tell the good news of Jesus. How sinners are released from their sins because He died for the sins of the world and was raised again on the third day. How those who are sick, though they may recover in this life, even though they die, they will be released from death. Christ has defeated death. He has defeated the devil, and He is the one who is with us here in this little Capernaum to preach the good news, to bring comfort to us who mourn, to forgive us our sins, and to encourage us with the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.